Hey guys, today I thought we would talk about having a difficult conversation. We know that difficult conversations are tough, and yet they're necessary. If we don't effectively communicate, these conversations can really hold us back. So what is the definition of a crucial conversation? Basically, when the stakes are high, when the opinions differ, when there's a lot of emotion involved, and those conversations that have a significant impact. You may notice sweaty palms, your heart rate starting to beat faster, some stress going on and tension, and even some behavioral signs like, I just want to leave this room right now. We have our own ways of dealing with difficult conversations. Some of us avoid. Some of us aren't that great. We could use some skills, and hence this is why I wanted to speak about it today. When we're in these difficult conversations, we don't perform at our best, and some of us are really effective at performing difficult conversations. As with anything else, preparation helps. Make sure you know exactly who and what you're dealing with, understand why you're having the discussion, and choose the right time and location. Realize that in all probability, the other party also has a difficult time with conversation. Don't question yourself. You know that this is important, you know what's at stake, and you just have to sit and be able to communicate effectively. And you'll see, like with anything else, it's practice. In the book, they cover different steps. First step, basically start with yourself. What is it that you want? Consider safety. Safety is extremely important for both parties. You want to make it safe so that people feel comfortable sharing. Master your stories. Everyone has a story. Make sure that your story is based on facts. Both parties need to speak honestly. Explore other paths. For example, you are going to need to put yourself in the other person's shoes. Make sure you know where they're coming from. They may be asking for something that seems unreasonable, but there may be something going on that you're not aware of. Lastly, coming up with an action plan. Prepare ahead of time by getting your thoughts down on paper. What is it that you want? What is it that you don't want? And come up with a plan on how you will accomplish both. Watch your behavior, but also the behavior of the other party. Are they masking? And what I mean by that is, for example, are they being sarcastic? Are they making jokes? That's a form of masking. They could be avoiding the situation altogether, right? Just changing the subject. And then lastly, withdrawing. Basically, they just leave the room or they close the book. You can see that it's obvious they don't want to have this discussion. Make sure that one party is not controlling the other. No one's pushing each other into a corner. Make sure there's no labeling, name calling, or personal attacks going on. Ensure that there's mutual purpose and there's also mutual respect. In the end, you're looking to come up with a solution. So if there's no mutual purpose, what happens is that people become defensive. There could be some accusations. There may be hidden agendas that one party isn't aware of. And unfortunately, you just kind of circle back and forth. There also has to be mutual respect. Without that, people's pride and self-esteem get hurt. So how can you help in this scenario? Say, for instance, you know you've said something or did something. In order to put the other party at ease, it's imperative that you apologize. You can also use contrasting. Contrast includes two parts, a don't part and a do part. Let me explain. Here's an example. The last thing I wanted to do was to communicate that I don't fill in the blank and that I think your work has been fill in the blank, but it should be something positive. Let's talk about mutual purpose. We can look at the acronym CRIB. C, commit to having mutual purpose, right? You're going to commit, you're going to make sure that there's going to be a solution that both parties are satisfied. Recognize the purpose behind this strategy. You know what your intentions are and you know what your strategy is and what you're looking to achieve. Again, the other party can have something going on that you're not aware of. I is for invention. Now, you may have difficulty agreeing, right? That's why it's a difficult conversation. But commit to saying, we're going to try everything. We're going to brainstorm. We're going to invent. We're going to come up with ideas that will satisfy and get to an area where we both agree upon. And this is where the B comes in for brainstorming. Let's talk about stories. You have a story but the other party also has a story. Depending on your past, what you've been through, your experiences, something happens. You see it, you hear it. You tell yourself a story about it. It's your interpretation of it. You have emotions attached to it. And basically, you act on these emotions. Now, it has to come back to, what are the facts here? What are the facts of the story? What are your thoughts and your feelings of the other party? What are your thoughts and feelings about what is being discussed? Throughout the conversation, do checks. Do checks on yourself as well as the other party. How are we behaving? What emotions am I experiencing? Why might I be experiencing these emotions? Is there something in the past that makes me feel the way that I do right now? The answer to that is probably yes. But here's the problem. The other party doesn't recognize that. They haven't walked in your shoes and they don't know what you're thinking. And the other party, they have a story too. Try to do away with the interpretations and just go with the facts. Here are some examples of stories we tell ourselves. The victim story. It's not my fault. It's because this happened or that happened. The villain story. Blaming others for what's happening. And the helpless story. No matter what I do, I'm powerless. I don't have the power to do anything here. These are all stories that we tell ourselves to make us feel better. Ask yourself the question, is there some way that I have contributed to this issue, to this problem? And if so, how did I do it? What can I do to rectify this? Have compassion and be open to what the other party is feeling and perhaps what they've been through. Always have your eye on the outcome. What is it that you're trying to achieve? Make sure that both parties are speaking honestly. When it comes to honesty, there's an acronym, STATE. Let's go through that. Make sure that you're sharing the facts. S for sharing. You want to share the facts. If you start off a discussion with the facts, you probably can't go wrong. Nobody can argue with the facts. Share your story, how you're interpreting what you're seeing and what you're feeling. It's important to be honest and share. A is for ask. You need to ask the other party. Do you see things differently? What's going on here? Perhaps you're misunderstanding something. The only way that you're going to get this out on the table is if you ask. T is for talking tentatively. And here is my advice with that. Make sure it's open. Such as, you know, from my point of view, or I get the impression that. This way you're letting the other party know that it's an opinion, but that you're open-minded. You want to hear what they have to say. Lastly, don't forget the E. You want to encourage testing. Say something like, so how does this sound? Let's look at your perspective. In the book, they mention exploring paths. And we said how important it is to discuss other people, right? The other party, what they're going through. So let's talk about that. We can use the acronym AMP. A-M-P-P. A for asking. Hey, you know, I'd like to learn more about... fill in the blank. M for mirror. Mirror the emotions. Sometimes people say and do, act, or look two different ways. You know what I'm talking about. So go ahead and ask those questions. Kind of mirror them. Are you sure you're okay with, because, tell them how you feel. Go ahead and paraphrase what they're saying. You don't want to mimic, right, and act like a parrot. But you could say something like, so let's see if I've got this right. And go ahead and, you know, maybe bullet a couple of the points, speak about what's important and what your takeaway was. And then lastly, the book mentions prime. It's usually used as a last resort. If someone still hasn't opened up, then you could say something like, you know, I hear you saying this and that, whatever it is, but I feel, and then go ahead and lay it on. Because this is the time to do that. That's why this is a difficult conversation and why it's really crucial. There's lots at stake here. So make sure that you're getting all of these questions out on the table. If there's still disagreement going on, go back to the A, B's, and C's. Discuss the facts again. Go back to what you were agreeing upon. Then you're going to have to build on that, right? There must be something being left out. Remember, you're trying to come up with a mutual solution here. And then compare where you differ and have additional discussion. Be open and honest. Kind of review everything that we've discussed. Now, when it comes to the ultimate decision-making, there's different types. command, kind of in a jobs type of situation where there's a boss. Basically, they make the ultimate decision. Consulting, when you need to consult with others, right? You need their help. A vote, where everyone votes. And then generally we come to a consensus. Lastly, some action, right? Who is going to do what? What exactly is going to be done? And when is it going to be done? There needs to be follow-up. So those were my takeaways from the book, Crucial Conversations. If you have any comments, put it down below. I'd love to hear it. If you're enjoying this podcast, do me a favor, give us a kind review and reach out to me. I love to brainstorm. I love to help others. I've been through burnout as well as career transition. So if you need help with business building, go ahead and reach out to me. You can check out my website at SharonMackMD. That's SharonMack, M-A-C-K, MD.com. All right, guys, I'll see you on another episode.